All right. Normally, Steve does the Travels with Steve. I guess it's Travels with John here this week. And this day, we're going to the Illinois Railway Museum in Union, Illinois. I'm so thrilled to be able to chat here with Marcus Roof, chairman of the Happy Holiday Railway Event Committee. Marcus, thanks for hopping on with us here on this Wednesday.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. And the Illinois Railway Museum, I've been there, and I'm a train guy, but not like an aficionado, and I was blown away. It is really cool. Why don't you give people a little bit about the history of how long it's been there and why people should come out this holiday season?
Well, we've been in the Union location since 1966, and we have the nation's largest volunteer-operated rail museum. We have 5 miles of mainline track, a 1 mile streetcar loop, and almost 500 preserved locomotives and cars, most of them undercover, and many of them undergoing restoration. And you can ride many of them on the days that were open for general admission. And, of course, one of the things that we look forward to doing every year is our Happy Holiday Railway event, which starts this Friday.
Yeah, and involved in that is a 40-minute, like a magical train ride through the winter countryside. What a cool thing for the family.
Oh, the families all seem to universally enjoy it. And there's an awful lot more now to do there besides go on the ride with Santa, because we're opening a whole new exhibit hall for the first time. We have recently built a new building, and part of it houses a giant model railroad exhibit, which is indoors in a heated and air-conditioned space. And that's going to be open and fully docented for the people that are attending the Happy Holiday Railway.
That's so awesome.
It's a whole new thing for people to enjoy there, in addition to all the things that have already been there.
I love model railroad stuff, and you kind of see them pop up a lot during the holiday season, right? Because my uncle, my grandfather had a Dickens village, and they had model railroads going through them, and you see them around under Christmas trees as well. But I imagine this is quite a display you have.
Well, we have two model railroads functioning right now. One is what's called O-gauge, which is about twice as big as what most people are familiar with, which is HO scale. And the O-gauge layout is 8 feet wide and 35 feet long. And it has all kinds of buttons hooked into it so that children can operate or initiate the operation of various trains and interesting attractions on that layout. That's and then we also have an HO scale layout, which is much more like the model railroads most people are familiar with. And that is a very nice exhibit as well. It's just a little bit smaller than the large O-gauge layout. And then there are several other layouts that are already that are also being worked on that will ultimately also be operational. So it's going to be an enormous exhibit that will have something of interest for almost anyone that would walk through the door.
I know a lot of Chicagoans who've been here a long time will talk about the old streetcars, and I didn't know you guys had a historic streetcar that people can ride as well.
Yes, we do. And that streetcar will be operating. There will be two streetcars operating on the loop. And they will most likely be streetcars that used to ply the streets of Chicago.
That's awesome. Well, the days for the events are Saturdays and Sundays, pretty much every single Saturday and Sunday from here on out till the 18th and the 19th. There's a bunch of trip times. And, of course, for more information, you can go to irm.org. You can call 1-800-BIG-RAIL. And do people get tickets online ahead of time? Is that what you recommend, or can they just show up?
It's actually much better if they get their tickets online.
Okay.
And you'll have a much more seamless experience by doing that.
Yeah,
it's almost required now.
Yeah, I think most people are comfortable with
very,
that.
Very, very, very easy to do, and we haven't really had any significant complaints about it. So people seem to have accepted it and are able to work with it.
Oh, yeah. I think most people like to have that ticket anyways, just for the peace of mind. So you can get those online at irm.org or call 1-800-BIG-RAIL. Marcus Roof, thanks for joining us, my friend.
You're very welcome, and have a nice evening.
Yeah, the Illinois Railway Museum in Union. Trust me, it's really cool. If your kids are into trains at all, you're going to want to take them there. If you're into trains at all or never thought you would be, trust me, go there. There's some really great stuff.